We go now across the globe to India. Society in India has been grappling with rape and the stigma around it for years. But it wasn't until recently that the shroud of silence really started to lift. Takeaway producer Alexandra Boti brings us a conversation now with one researcher who's taking a novel approach to understanding the ongoing problem of rape and assault in India. She says dealing with stigma is critical to ending that violence.
Saturday marks 5 years since the day six men gang-raped and murdered a 23-year-old student named Jyoti Singh Pandey on a bus in New Delhi. Her brutal assault and death galvanized a nation.
It brought almost all Indians to the streets demanding for women's safety. And that was quite compelling for myself as someone who was born and brought up in New Delhi.
That's Madhumita Pandey. She's a researcher and doctoral candidate in the Department of Criminology at Anglia Ruskin University.
It brought up all the pent-up anger that we had. These debates, they were not really happening in India. It's almost as if collective conscious of a country, we all woke up at the same time.
That might sound familiar. Many people have described a similar feeling in the U.S. right now as we address sexual assault and harassment head-on. In India, Jyoti Singh Pandey's case did contribute to some legal changes, like stronger sentencing laws and so-called fast-track courts designed for sexual assault prosecutions. But Madhumita says equally important is that the case was a first step in tearing down persistent myths about rape in the country.
So this young student, she represented the aspirations of many young modern women. This was a case that happened in the capital city. So, you know, in this metropolitan urban city, it wasn't very late in the night. She was returning from a posh area in New Delhi where she had gone to watch a movie with a friend. So she was accompanied by a male friend. She wasn't alone. You know, as far as rape myths go, for instance, she wasn't wearing anything provocative. When the details of this case, they came through, a lot of people realized that, we need to stop sort of believing these existing stereotypes. And we really need to ask, why is it that women in India are so vulnerable to such crimes?
As a researcher, Madhumita devised a way to get at that answer. Look to the perpetrators. She embarked on a project to interview more than 100 convicted rapists in New Delhi.
I told myself that, look, I'm not there to find out if that story is true or not, or if they're actually guilty of committing this crime or not, because that has already been done by the justice system. To me, these are already men who are convicted of rape. My job is to only understand what they make of this crime that they committed, how they speak of their victims, and what it is that they can tell me about their own lives before they committed this crime.
She spent hundreds of hours with these men face to face. And what she began to find was surprising.
As I started speaking to them and as I realized that they were starting to get comfortable with me and talk about their life with me, I was just able to talk to them on a very human level. And for some of the interviews, in fact, I came out almost feeling, you know, bad for these men. Most of them spoke to me about the hardships that they faced growing up, you know, the kind of work their parents had to do, how little minimum wages. I mean, some of them said that their parents didn't even make 100 rupees, which, you know, is a while back, it was less than a pound a day. So, you know, surviving on that, not having access to education, witnessing violence within their own surroundings, then leaving the house at a very young age, you know, migration, moving for better work opportunities at a young age to cities and urban areas. So I felt like, you know, they too had their own tale of struggle. And I could relate to that, you know, because these are on a macro level, social issues that a developing country like India is battling.
Rape is also an issue the country continues to battle daily. The National Crime Records Bureau of India reported nearly 39,000 rapes, or 106 rapes each day, in 2016. But that likely falls far short of the actual numbers, as many victims feel pressured to keep quiet or are blamed themselves. Madhumita heard this again and again from the convicted rapists.
The easiest thing for men convicted of rape is to blame their victim, whether it is to say that she asked for it, she did not really give me any signals that indicated that she wanted me to stop. Most of all, the sense that I gathered from these interviews was that they really didn't understand what consent meant. when we do not have people openly talking about sex education, sex in general, how do you explain young children what consent is, how to really tell someone that no means no, and, you know, for girls to say that and for boys to understand that.
The experience of growing up in India and not talking about things like sex and consent, Madhumita can relate to that.
There's such a taboo around these issues. You know, like a simple example would be growing up, I almost could never really openly say to my parents, oh, you know, I'm on my period. You know, I had to say things like, oh, I've got a stomachache. I'm not feeling very well today. And they would just understand that's just, you know, a hint for me being on my period. As a kid, I just never, nobody ever spoke to me about these things.
Part of reducing rape in India, she says, has to be tackling that taboo head on.
We have a long way to go with regards to sexual education because these topics, you know, they're not discussed at home. They're also not discussed in schools. So there's literally no place for somebody growing up in India to get their information from these two legitimate institutions, you know, your family and your school.
With signs of that slowly changing, Madhumita says this is the time to talk openly about rape and to expand social research like hers throughout India.
We have to take baby steps. So just like I've started my work with prisoners in Delhi, there are people who've started work in other states with convicted rapists. And eventually, I really hope that there'll be a time where all of this data can be collaborated, can be consolidated, and when we're together able to find more and more answers. I think, want to contribute in some way to the ongoing efforts towards ending sexual violence in India.
Madhumita Pandey is a doctoral candidate in the Department of Criminology at Anglia Ruskin University in Cambridge, England. She spoke with Takeaway producer Alexandra Boti. The final results from Madhumita's research with convicted rapists in New Delhi will be published this spring.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.